love being the perfect housewife. Love keeping the perfect house. A happy house. Because a happy house makes for a happy husband. And I do want to keep my husband happy. When I wake up in the morning, I slip into the bathroom and I do my makeup. Maybe put on some pearls that accentuate that deep cut of my nightie. Grab my silk long robe and wrap it around myself. And then I slip into the kitchen and I make coffee and then wait for him quietly until he comes in his bathrobe and jammers, looking so grumbly and tough. But I know that I can make him happy, that I want to make him happy. I pour him a cup of coffee while he's standing there and bring it to him, and I get up on my tiptoes and kiss him on the cheek. And I say, "Good morning, darling," as I slide down onto my knees in front of him, splaying out my robe in this lovely semicircle, letting him have a really wonderful view down that deep cleavage, while I look up at him with my smoky eyes and pull out his beautiful cock. Oh, I love his cock. I love being able to suckle it, taste it, smell it. Oh, I love feeling it get hard in my hand. Of course, in the morning, it's usually already fairly firm before I get to it. But if it's not, I get it hard so fast, nuzzling it, suckling it. As I slip his cock into my mouth, I look up, and he's looking at me, sipping his coffee. The man of the house, king of his castle. I'm the lady in the living room, and the whore in the bedroom, or wherever else he wants me to be a whore. And knowing how to give a good blowjob is a housewife skill. Being a good whore is what he wants me to be. And I love being that. I love feeling him getting firmer and that salty Swedish taste that starts coming from the tip of his cock, and I lick it off. And then I feel a hand on the back of my head, gently pushing me further down, all the way down his cock, swallowing it whole. Oh, the king of his castle with his lusty wench swallowing his royal shaft. Oh, I love being the wench. I love feeling him using my throat like that, not being able to breathe, and just feeling him tensing more, fucking my face. Seeing my bright red lips stretched around his massive cock. Ah, oh, God, I love that feeling of him using me so thoroughly, making himself happy with me, making him happy. Ah, oh, feeling him, oh, come in my mouth, feeling me swallowing every drop. Ah. Oh. Licking it off my lips. Oh, taking a finger and catching the little bit that got on my chin. Looking up and smiling. And then standing up and tiptoeing to his cheek and kissing him again gently. Then padding back into the kitchen. A sip of coffee to rinse my mouth. And a plate of breakfast to serve my husband and to start his day so right.